But Hannah, speaking of preserved organic matter, you actually have some news about a tasty Ice Age treat for us.
I have indeed, yes. So published this week in the journal Nature, scientists from the UK, the Netherlands, Sweden and Japan have been carrying out some really clever chemical analysis on a 15,000-year-old pot. And they've been scraping away at this ancient pot and they managed to get some old food charred residues that they've then analysed and found out that it happened to be fish. So 15,000 years ago, some late Pleistocene Jomon period prehistoric hunter-gatherers must have been getting clay from the ground, shaping it into a nice container pot-shaped thing, and then going out, getting some fish from the riverbanks, and then cooking with it. So this wasn't traditionally thought to have happened until 10,000 years ago. So this has really, really shocked archaeologists and historians to find out that our ancestors, our ancient ancestors, were actually cooking and pottering 15,000 years ago.
So are the pots themselves unique and interesting, or is it just the fact that we can now work out what they were being used for?
Well, there's some pictures of the pots actually on the Naked Scientists website, and they are interesting. They're very pretty. But I think, yeah, the really key point to this finding is that the scientists have been able to scrape away and manage to get these really old food residue bits from the pots and then analyse them using this technique called gas chromatography combustion isotope ratio mass spectrometry, which is a bit of a mouthful.
It seems very appropriate that it's a bit of a mouthful as we're talking about food, but how did they know it was fish?
So they looked at the carbon and the nitrogen isotope ratios and also looked at the lipid chemical composition using these clever techniques and managed to identify it freshwater and marine animals.
So there's a signature, a fingerprint, as it were, that says that this is a marine food. And could they confirm that it was cooked? Or was it not just being used to store these things, maybe to sell elsewhere or to trade?
No, they could confirm that it was cooked. So first of all, it was charred. And also they could have a look from this signature kind of mark from the molecules. You could tell that they had actually been cooked. Hopefully we can start using this technique for other artefacts as well to find out more about how our ancestors lived.
Thank you very much, Hannah. And thank you also to Laurie Winkless and to Bibi Campasejo for joining us this week. You can find more information, including references to all of the papers that we've discussed, on our website at thenakedscientists.com/news.